Digital art is evolution of art. If artists, especially those who act like mentors, were more honest, they would allow newcomers to art to create hyper-realistic works on their first day. Instead, they send the new student on a roundabout journey because deep down, they don't want newcomers to be as good as they are. Considering the state that the world is in today, we must use art to practice zero tolerance for manipulation, self-delusion, and lies. We are all natural-born artists. My message to those who still want to use art to make themselves look special is this. Switch to doing magic and magic tricks. The magician's code is nice and clear, and it won't get violated. Art is not for the elitists, the pretenders, the false masters or leaders with lies for advice, and certainly not for those with a need to elevate themselves above others. While digital art can be used as a mixed media component where some of the work is done in real life and some of it in the digital world, it is a new beginning. It starts where real life art stopped. It is not to replicate real life art. It is to take it to the next level. Though it is wonderful to paint with virtual oils or replicate the process of old masters, that is only one creative use case and not the aim of digital art. We must not squander the full power of digital art on reproducing what can be done without computers. I repeat, if you can do it without the need for a computer, then you are not using the full power of digital art. For one, in the computer world, you should build much greater and more intricate scenes. Don't just use a perspective tool. Use a 3D modeling program to map out the world and give you more information for all the shadows. What could almost pass for a completed work in the real world, in the digital, it is just the beginning. In closing, allow me to state some obvious things. Photo bashing is one of the most beautiful forms of digital art. It is not to be looked down upon. Color picking and tracing are elitist terms that should be avoided. They are crafted to belittle, to suppress, to dominate, and harm all the newcomers to art. Freehand drawings and slightly crooked creations are just one of many styles. They are not superior. Teaching hand-eye coordination first is a form of abuse and a betrayal. Hand-eye coordination develops on its own when working with the aid of tools and gadgets. Know that young people are smarter than you, and there is nothing you can do about it. Make no attempt to take art away from the younger generations.